Jenna, we always have guests in the studio, which is super fun, but today we have very special guests because they're actually animals.
Super special and super exciting.
Starting at 9.9, it's Kevin and Jenna. We are here with the Maritime Aquarium, Jenny and Emily. And who do we have right here, Jenny, in your hands?
Right here we have Tessa. She is our Peter's Banded Skink.
Skink?
Skink, which is a type of lizard.
I was just going to say, is it like a lizard?
It is, yes. Yes, and she is one of our ambassador animals at the aquarium.
And for people listening, it's sort of like a yellowy beige color with the black stripes on the back?
Yes, yes. So they like to bury themselves in the sand. That's okay. Kind of their way of camouflaging. So that orangey color really helps her blend in.
Nice.
And are they related to the ones with the blue tongues?
Yeah, so skinks in general are all generally like a category of lizard that are related. They have that kind of triangular shaped head that you can see her.
Oh. It almost looks like a snake. Like
they do kind of look like snakes. Yeah, they have shorter arms than some other lizards.
Yep. Do they get along with each other? Like, can they be in the same area like with other skinks, or do they have
the same species? They can get along in a similar area, but they're typically solitary.
Oh, okay. So they just stay on their own.
Yeah.
Do they like to dig and everything?
They do. So they'll spend most of their day either in another animal's burrow or just kind of loosely buried in the sand, and then they'll come out at night to hunt for their food.
Wait, what do you mean another animal's burrow?
So other smaller animals will create their own burrows, and sometimes they'll opportunistically use those burrows.
Wow.
Sneaky.
Yes.
Sneaky skinks.
Sneaky skink.
I hope they're paying rent.
Probably not. Anything goes out there.
Well, it looks like Tessa's like ready to
run
out of here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who else do we have with us today?
We have Pi, and Pi is our juvenile leopard tortoise that was actually hatched at the aquarium.
Oh, wow.
So his parents live on exhibit with our meerkats.
Look at that guy.
Oh, wow.
And he lives off exhibit right now, but he's another one of our ambassadors, so he comes out for special events. And at our Sea Star stage, twice a day we have encounters, so you could see him there as well. But he's 5 years old right now. They can live to be up to 80 years, even 100 years, so they're an old living tortoise species.
He looks very solid. How much does he weigh? You're holding him
right
up.
Right now, he's only about 5.5 pounds.
Okay. Oh, wow.
But
okay.
They average around 40 pounds and can get up to 80 pounds in some cases. So he'll definitely get a lot bigger.
Hopefully, he'll stay his whole life at the Maritime Aquarium. That's
yes,
amazing.
We'll see. That would be great.
So 5 years old, and he was born there. So
yes.
Was there other tortoises born along with him?
So he does have a sister who hatched a couple months after him.
Oh, okay.
And she also still lives at the aquarium as well.
Nice. Little family tortoises at the at the Maritime Aquarium.
And you said his name is Pi, like Thanksgiving Pi?
No, so like the mathematical number Pi.
Oh, yeah.
He was born on March 14th.
Pi Day. That's fun.
So yeah, that's when he hatched. And so that's kind of how we came up with his name.
I was also thinking pizza, but I think just because of the Ninja Turtles. Yeah.
Kevin's always thinking pizza.
It's true. It's always on the mind.
How do you, the name Pi now makes total sense with the date, but how do you usually come up with names? Is it like a collective group activity? Or
it's a collective group activity. Okay. Sometimes we vote. Sometimes someone just has a really good idea, but sometimes our animals come with their names. So we just kind of keep them. But yeah, nice. It's normally a group activity.
I love the little community feeling. That's awesome.
Yeah. It looks like he's ready to go on the mic. Are you going to talk? That would be weird if he all of a sudden the first tortoise to ever talk on the radio. Well, yeah. Thanks for these two animals for coming in here today, Pi and Tessa. That's awesome.
Of course.
And when we come back, we want to talk about some of the holiday and Christmas events that are going on at the Maritime Aquarium, including Santa's getting in a shark tank, I think. I want to hear more about that. Coming up next with Julie and Emily from the Maritime Aquarium in Norwalk. Starting at 9.9, it's Kevin and Jenna. We're hanging out with Julie and Emily from the Maritime Aquarium in Norwalk, starting at 9.9. It's Kevin and Jenna. We just met a tortoise and a skink.
And Emily, what are some fun things happening at the Maritime Aquarium this holiday season that families should look forward to?
So we have a lot of ways that you can make some great holiday memories at the aquarium this winter. First, we have Shark Diving Santa, who is there most Saturdays and Sundays in December. So he gets his scuba suit on and he's in with our sharks.
That's so fun.
I was very excited to read about Shark Diving Santa. It's a combination of so many great things.
It's a good idea.
It's always fun. You could get your picture with him. Really fun to see. We also have Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in our 4D theater. So it's the classic claymation film.
I saw it.
What'd you think?
I had never been in the theater before, and I went for a birthday party recently, and it was amazing. And my daughter Grace, who's turning six soon, she had never done 4D.
Oh,
so she thought we were just going to see the movie, and then all the stuff like the wind, and she was like blown away. She was like, "What?"
Almost literally.
Like, yeah, it was mine. Yeah, literally blown away.
It's a lot of fun.
It's fun.
You
yeah.
to sing
it's
along awesome. There at the end.
Yeah. It's cool.
We also have Flurry Zone. So there's more snow, not just in our theater, but every hour in our Newman's Own Hall snows.
Nice.
On the hour. And we have Breakfast with Santa coming up on December 15th. That's a members event. So if you're a member, you can go onto our website and sign up.
That's
and if you're
good.
Not a member, you can sign up for membership. It makes a great gift this season.
Yeah, get a nice little photo op too with Santa. That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah, 4D movie.
Yeah, too. That's great.
And what's New Year's Eve?
So New Year's Eve is for all those little kids who might not make it to midnight. We have a countdown to noon, but we also have a DJ, some arts and crafts. So it's a big party.
Oh, that sounds like something special to plan ahead for.
Yeah, I love that. That's a great idea. Yeah. Maybe Faith would be awake for that.
I think if we could, we could keep her up until noon even. That'd be great. It's nap time around that time. So
she can nap right after the countdown.
Nice.
And then, everyone's shopping right now, for the holidays. So there's some good ideas at the Maritime Aquarium to pick up too, right?
Yeah. So we just launched our Adopt an Harbor Seal kit.
Nice.
So with this kit, you get a plush seal, two tickets to our 4D theater, a fact sheet about harbor seals, and a certificate of adoption. And not only is it a great gift to give to someone, it also supports the aquarium. So when you make this purchase.
Yeah.
You're supporting our conservation work in Long Island Sound, our resident animals that Jenny takes care of,
nice.
And our education programs.
That is such a unique gift.
It's great. Yeah. It's something that you'd kind of never think of, unless you heard it right now with us. Like thinking about something like that, and that it helps too. You feel like you're doing something good with the money that you're spending on your gift.
Totally.
Yeah.
And then we also have the gift of membership. So that's the gift that gives all year long. You can come as many times as you like.
I just know from my kids, if there's a Saturday that you have nothing to do or they ask, can we go to the aquarium? Having the membership is so much better because that you just have that. You don't have to worry about it. You could just go. Yeah, that's awesome.
It's a lot of fun.
All right, awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming in today. This is so fun to meet Pi and Tessa, Jenny and Emily from the Maritime Aquarium in Norwalk. Happy holiday season, and definitely go down and visit them at the Maritime Aquarium.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.